How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is Monday, February 28th, 2022. We are one day away from March, which is the beginning of the end of the first quarter, and time is moving extremely fast, you all. Time is moving fast. It seemed like we had just started this year and we're already approaching the month of March. And I'm reflecting back over the weekend, and I had a pretty amazing weekend. I got to celebrate my wife's birthday, and so, you know, spent time with her and the kids, and got to take her out for lunch without the kids, and just enjoyed time together as a couple, you know, and just spending time with the kids on Friday evening, and, you know, watching a movie with them and their mom, and just really enjoying life, enjoying the moments that we have together, because life is short. You know, there's a lot happening, and I feel like I say that a lot, like there's a lot happening when you look out, you know, and we've managed to get this far in the pandemic, and then now we have fighting going on across the other side of the world between Ukraine and Russia. And so we just want to hope that that comes, at least I want to wish and pray that that comes to a resolution quickly so that there's no more loss of life. You know, it's sad to think about how these people are being uprooted from their homes, and you know, fathers are taking their wives and their children to the border and then leaving them and then going back to fight for their country. And it's really crazy when you think about it, just how things can shift so quickly. Like there was nothing happening over there that we were aware of, right? And then all of a sudden missiles are flying and people are dying and buildings are being blown up and things of that nature, like refugees of all sorts, you know, and the world is watching, and people are asking that we pray for what's going on over there, you know. But we shouldn't wait until things pop off for us to begin to pray or to want to pray. You should be praying all the time. You know, the scripture is very clear about praying without ceasing. You know, and I'm guilty of not always living up to that, right? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I can hold myself accountable, and I can be honest with me and with you all and say that I'm not always the best at doing that. But I'm striving, you know, more and more each day, making sure that I'm having the connection that I need to have with the Most High. Because I know when I have the connection with the Most High, then I have the luxury of having better relationship with those that are around me. Most importantly, my family and my friends. And then also thinking about those that I come in contact with, whether it's on the job or outside the home or whatever. Like when I'm doing my best to maintain relationship with the Creator, I know that I have a better opportunity of connecting with others and allowing to let the light that's inside of me shine, and shine brightly, I hope. You know, so for those of you that are just struggling right now, I just want to let you know that things are going to be okay. It might not seem like it right now, but things are going to be all right. So you just keep pushing. And I pray that you're able to connect with the Creator the way that you need to connect with the Creator. And know that things are going to be all right. You know, and the things that's going on in the world, whether it's a pandemic or it's fighting across the water, or it's relationship troubles or trouble with your kids, things are going to get better. And so that's my prayer for you, is that you see better days, and that you have a more intentional and stronger connection with the Most High, with the Creator, and allow for Him to lead and guide you. Because when he's leading and guiding you, then that gives you opportunity to see life in a different way. Like, it gives you opportunity to be able to see life with a lens that's full of hope. And to see life filled with joy. Because there's so much that's happening, right? And so many people are struggling, and people are dealing with mental health issues and depression and sadness and all of those things, right? But we know I know that when I turn my focus and my gaze towards the Most High, when I'm feeling my weakest, that is when he is my strength. And so I'm grateful and I'm appreciative of that, and having that, the wherewithal to know that the Most High is walking with me each and every day. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. He's going to be right here with me, allowing for me to be comforted in those times of distress, allowing for me to be comforted when it would make sense to be fearful, or allowing for me to be comforted when I feel like all is lost. You know, those are the things that a relationship with the Most High can remove from you, right? Because he's going to be right there with you. You know, we weren't meant to walk through this life alone. You know, we were created to have relationship with people. That's why family is so important, right? When we think about the role that we have as fathers or as parents or as siblings, like, those are the relationships that are the foundation for, like, the rest of the relationships that we have in our lives. And so how we do relationship with those that we live with when we were younger, it influences the way that we see the world. It influences how we choose to raise our own kids, or it influences the way that we choose to deal with our partners, because of the model that we had placed before us. You know, but when we have relationship with the Most High, then it allows for us to put our best foot forward. Allows for us to put our best foot forward in relationship. And then when those times when we don't put our best foot forward, we know that we can humble ourselves and go back and ask for forgiveness. And that's one thing that I'm working on each and every day, is to make sure that I am able to do my best with my family. And those times when I can't, for whatever reason, I haven't lived up to the standard that I've set for myself, and I've done something to offend my family, whether it's my wife or my kids, I want to allow for the Creator to convict me, right? And the Most High to move me towards love, to put me into action, so that I can ask for forgiveness and I can model for my kids what it means to be humble and to have humility, to have love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control. Like, those are the things that I'm striving for every single day, because it's important. You know, maybe there was a time when those things weren't as important to me, but as I grow closer and closer in my walk, and as I continue to get older, I realize the things that are most important to me. And it just allows me to move a little bit differently. You know, so I was doing the same thing that I was doing at age 20, that I would be doing now, right? Or doing what I'm doing at this age right now, as if I was a 20-year-old, something would be wrong, right? And so I'm grateful for the growth that's taken place, and not because I'm special or anything like that, but because of the Most High and His influence in my life. You know, one of the things I'm thinking about is, like, as I've gotten older, I've been able to see things happen in my life that I would have never expected, right? Or things that I wasn't looking for. Just because I've become more intentional in my relationship with the Creator. So I'm grateful for that. You know, the other day I had opportunity to moderate a conversation around engaging Black men and boys in the conversation around masculinity and, you know, prevention of sexual assault and things of that nature. And never would I have thought that I would have been having conversations like this. Never, but it's because of the faithfulness that the Most High has had on me, and the favor that He's had on me, and my gifts have made room for me. And so I'm greatly appreciative, and I hope that that conversation that I had spurned something right inside of those that were there on that day. Because the most important thing is that when we begin to have a relationship with the Most High and we acknowledge the Creator in our life, then the main thing that should be produced in us is love. And that love should be infectious enough to draw others in so that they can produce love, because they see the love, they feel the love, they experience the love. And we really need a lot more of that right now. You know, and thinking of, again, all the stuff that's going on in the Ukraine and the battles that are happening over there, and all the fighting that's happening over here about certain political issues and things of that nature. You know, and that stuff is ramping up. We have a election coming up tomorrow, right? So there are lots of issues that are being placed before us. Lots of seats are available for judges and congressmen and all of that stuff. And so we know that though this is a time when it doesn't bring out the best in people, right? Some guy had knocked on the door the other day and he was trying to influence my vote for his candidate. You know, and he asked me if he could count on me for my vote. And I just had to let him know that I'm weighing things out in a way that's going to be best for my family. And so it could be the person that he wants. It could be somebody else. More than likely, it's going to be somebody else. But I didn't have to let him know that. But what I know is that when we think about this time right now, and the amount of energy that people put into their politics, most of the time it's not rooted in love. It's like people will die on the blue hill, right? Or they'll dig their heels into that red dirt, and they'll make trenches and moats and all those things to stay protected. But where's the love at the end of the day? Where's the love at the end of the day? And so I'm hoping that at some point in time, which probably will never happen, is that people will begin to move in such a way where they recognize that there's a value to both sides. And how can we move and operate in ways where there's compromise and there's love, that exists between the two. And not pushing your ideologies onto anybody else, but really recognizing and seeing that person that you may not agree with through the lens of love. We need to have a lot more love. You know, so I'm thankful that you guys have decided to tune in today, and I hope that you have found some value in this. I hope I've said something that's triggered you a little bit, that stirred you up a little bit, so that you can go on and you can spread love to somebody in your corner of the world, somebody in your sphere of influence. Because we need a little bit more light today. And so you've been listening to A Father Heard. And so I hope that you have a blessed one. Do all the things. Hit the like buttons. Do the shares. Comment. Reach out to me. Whatever you feel like doing, do that. Because you are appreciated, and I appreciate when I get the feedback. And so until next time, you've been listening to A Father Heard. Be easy.